All right, welcome back to Altoona High School, getting ready for the semifinal action of the PIAA Southwestern AA Regional. Rusty Pettit alongside Brandon Rossi, and we are going to have semifinal action on mats 1 and 2, and consolation third round action on mats 3 and 4. We, of course, are going to be focusing on the semifinals, but also on any Washington County and Greene County wrestlers on whatever mats they are on, as we are up here with greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network. And on mat number one underway here is Bruce Anderchuk of Quaker Valley taking on Javion Chambers of Highland. So a WPIL matchup right off the jump. And on mat number two, it is Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge taking on Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola in the semis at 107.
And once again, fans, for those paying attention at home or on the radio, the mats one and two will be on, will be the semifinals, and mats three and four will be the consolation brackets.
So the live scoring on Flow has been down since the early morning. It's par for the course, it seems, for this tournament every single year. It starts off and then and shuts down. But we got a 2-2 match over here on mat number one between Anderchuk and Chambers. They are tied at two at a takedown reversal action. And
so once again, the match we're looking at, Tucker Main from McGuffey and Dakota Santa Maria from Tussie Mountain.
Wait a minute. I got mat one is not. That's not a semifinal match. That is
That's Bruce Anderchuk and Javion Chambers.
Yeah,
from what
which
I have.
Is yeah, and the other
about 289,
which is consolation on. Yeah, that's the consolation.
Okay, hey, so okay, I got it. It's so the right side of the screen is semifinals.
So mats two and three,
mats two and four. The side of the screen.
Okay.
So from our vantage point, it's bottom right, top left.
Okay, so the other semifinal bout is up on mat number
four.
Four, and that is
Tanner Gannat taking on Cam Baker. Baker out of Burl, Gannat out of Bald Eagle.
Yep, and that one is currently nothing, ending coming to the end of the first period. Wow, they didn't make this very easy to follow, did they?
No, they did not. But we'll work with what we got. It's what we can do, right?
Yeah, I know we're going to have Washington County here in mat number two because the Chartiers Houston wrestler is getting ready to go, and that is Jordan Williams. And he's going to be taking on Drake McLaurin in all Washington County. So we're going to have Washington County finalists out of that one. It's either going to be Drake McClure of Bentworth or Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston. Mason Wright of Beth Center will be following that bout.
Over on mat three, Dakota Santa Maria has a 1-0 lead over Tucker Main. That's in the consolations.
And Main gave up the escape here to start this period. They were 0-0 after one. They have 30 seconds to go in the second period now. Tucker Main coming in on the underhook. Elbow tie. There's a shot and a counter shot by Main, but they're going to swing out of bounds. 21 seconds to go. So this is, if Tucker Main, basically these consolation matches on mat 1 and 3, this is the blood round. You make it in to the consolation semis, you're guaranteed a trip to Hershey because you can finish no less than 6th.
Mat 1 as well, Bruce Anderchuk has an 8-4 lead over Javion Chambers, Quaker Valley versus Highlands. Winner of that match will get either Tucker Main or Dakota Santa Maria in the consolation semifinals.
Actually, I think the way it works is whoever loses the semi drops down, and they they kind of cross bracket a little bit.
Well, either way, the winners will face each other from mats one and three.
Each one of these guys will wrestle one of the other guys. That whoever loses on mats two and four are going to drop down, and they will wrestle the two guys wrestling on mat one and three.
Time expires on round two of mat one.
A takedown right off the bat in the third period for Santa Maria. Came in, got the leg in the arm, and now he's looking to turn Tucker Main, and Main giving up near fall points. and he's going to find himself in a big hole. Santa Maria is going to get three near fall to lead 6-0 with 1:22 remaining in the bout. They head out of bounds, 1:10 to go on the clock, and Tucker Main needing to score a lot of points here in short order.
Up next, as well, as we'll take a look at what's on deck, Matt One will have Avonworth and Austin Kosanovic taking on Bald Eagles' Caden Judas. Matt Two will be Bentworth's Drake McClure against Chartiers Houston's Jordan Williams that Rusty just mentioned.
And Maine giving up more near fall points, trailing 8-0 now with 30 seconds to go in this bout. And Santa Maria locked up on that 2-on-1 tilt. And he's getting more near fall. Santa Maria taking control of this bout. And looks like Tucker Main's season's going to come to an end here, one bout short of qualifying for the state title for the young freshman for McGuffey. And that'll do it. 11-0, Santa Maria wins. So he will advance, and Tucker Main will be done for the day. And that will bring up a United versus Pence Valley match on there. So we'll turn our focus to other areas. What do we got here?
Matt Four is coming up next will be Anthony Mucci of Derry taking on Chestnut Ridge's Easton Mull.
Let's cut away real quick before we have the Chartiers Houston match here. We're going to be right back here on GreenSports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Discover the last frontier, Alaska. Go deep into the wild and see the Big Five. Grizzly bears, moose, caribou, wolf, doll sheep. Explore by train, land, and sea. And feel the rush of calving glaciers. Hike through the majestic mountains, dog sledding, flight seeing, and celebrating the history and culture of this great land. As one of the world's most exhilarating natural wonders, Alaska has so much to offer. Don't wait to explore this bucket list destination. Cruise Planners partners with the best travel companies, so you can enjoy special benefits, rates, and offers like free specialty dining, stateroom upgrades, unlimited Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities, shipboard credits, kids sail free, and more. So no matter how you want to get there, we'll get you there.
I'm Rusty Pettit with Cruise Planners. Call me at 412-770-6511 or visit our website, rocktheboatcruiseandtravel.com, and let's start planning.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with signups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Welcome back to Altoona. Semifinals and consolation round three action here. We are at 107 and 114 pounds across the mats. Still, I don't think the semis are done at all in 107. I think they're just wrapping up. We're going to have a... What do we got here on mat number two? It's going to be the winner is Chestnut Ridge's deputy. He's going to defeat Caleb Hummel 4-0, I think was the final there. And that's going to bring up 114-pound semifinal from Chartiers Houston. It is going to be an all-Washington County matchup between Drake McClure of Bentworth and Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston. One of these guys is going to be wrestling in the finals. They get underway here. Snap down on the head there by Williams. Changes levels. There's a shot by Williams. Tried to get in on a double leg. Getting his hips down as McClure now tries to pull the arms free. McClure trying to get around the arms of Williams. Now grabs a wrist and tries to come around behind, but Williams stands up out of that. Over-under tie-ups now for both wrestlers. They will restart. And there's a takedown attempt. Williams trying to get around behind now. McClure hanging onto the elbow. Still no control given. Williams has an ankle as well, trying to get ahead in the side. Come around for the two, but they're going to scoot out of bounds with 48 seconds on the first period clock.
Winner of this matchup will take on either Anthony Mucci or Easton Mull in the championship. That's happening over on mat number four.
Williams close to finishing a takedown now and also maybe getting more of it. Still not giving the two. We got a scramble here. Did they award the two? They did. So Williams, are they saying no? They have two on the board, but I got a call potentially dangerous there. McClure still had the ankle, and I don't know. It looks like the referee's waving off the takedown, so they're going to stay neutral. 13 seconds to go in the period. And we'll go to the second period scoreless. All right, so it'll be McClure on bottom to start the second. Up to his feet is McClure, and Williams brings him right back down. Head in the arm now on the left side. McClure with a tight waist, jumps a half. Has it in pretty deep, wants to tie up a wrist as well. Now legs in for Williams as McClure gets up to quad pod here and tries to shake him off, but we're going to have a stoppage for a potentially dangerous situation. Restart with 1:19 to go. It's nothing. It'll be Williams' choice when they start the third period. McClure right up to his feet this time, but Williams going to sink back down in on a double leg. McClure tries to hit a standing switch. And he keeps trying to scoot out, but Williams sinking in on the hips, trying to get his hips up. And we will get a stalemate. So restart with 1:01 on the clock. Bentworth and Chartiers Houston fighting it out here in the semifinals at 114 pounds. Williams, once again, goes back to that left arm, grabs a wrist, tries to use the head lever. Has a tight waist as well as he tries to flatten McClure out, but McClure stands up to his feet, so Williams has to switch off to the double leg to bring him back down again.
Over on mat one, just getting underway, Giovanni Beatrice of Derry taking on McGuffey's Emmett Wolf.
All right. Couple mats here with Washington County action. We had a final over on mat three. That was the United wrestler Sombrowski getting defeated by Carlisle of Penns Valley. Carlisle advances to the Constellation semifinals. Williams looking to ride this period out. 25 seconds to go. Still on top. Throws his legs in again. And that'll be it for second period. Still scoreless.
Beatrice he's got the grip around the waist, trying for the drop toe hold on Emmett Wolf, and Wolf crawls his way to the boundary, trying to get out. And the time will expire there. No score after one between Beatrice and Wolf on mat one.
So McClure starts on top in the third period. It was Williams' choice. Nothing through two periods action at 114-pound semifinals. McClure throws the legs in, wants to work a power half from the top. Williams gets his hips up now, senses that McClure is high, is going to try to come out the back door, and he's going to get the two-point reversal. And right away, McClure reaches back around to try to grab legs, and we're going to get a stalemate. So it's 2-0 for Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston with 1:27 to go in regulation.
Emin Wolf just picked up an escape point. He goes up 1-0 over Beatrice on mat one.
So for Emmett Wolf, this is an elimination bout. If he wins this bout, he can qualify for the state tournament. He will be guaranteed no less than 6. Bloody nose over here on mat 2 for Williams. They'll tend to that. We'll focus on, and well, actually, they got it cleaned up, so we can split our attention back to mats 1 and 2.
Got 1:10 to go. Both wrestlers playing some pretty good defense against each other as Beatrice drives Wolf out.
Into a Navy ride for Williams here off the stand-up attempt, and now tries to grab a wrist with that. Minute 14 to go left in the third period here on mat 2.
Wolf trying to trip up Beatrice. Beatrice lets go, and now Wolf drops down, pushes Beatrice to the boundary. Out of bounds he goes.
Grammy roll by McClure, and he's going to get away for one. So it's 2-1, 15 seconds to go. McClure needing a takedown. He trails 2-1 here. Actually, 38 seconds. It's hard to read that clock. I apologize for that. 34 seconds now remaining as Williams in on a shot.
Wolf on top of Beatrice now on mat one, but Beatrice switches.
Williams in on a leg, 22 seconds to go. McClure trying to scoot around behind, but Williams has that leg deep. They're going to call stalemate with 15 on the clock.
13 seconds left on mat one.
And we got injury time down here for McClure.
And time's going to expire for the second with Emmett Wolf up by a singular point, 1-0 going into the third. And Beatrice is going to choose to go down, trying to get that escape point and tie this thing up.
So the other semifinal action over on, to wrap up, we have 107. The finals is going to be Deputy versus Gonneau. Oh, look at this for Wolf. Wolf looking for the fall now with that half.
He's going to get the three near fall here. As Beatrice switches back onto his belly, and the official's going to pull him off.
All right, we're ready to go back on mat two again. Down to 14 seconds. Short time here for McClure, into the double leg now is Williams. He can kind of hang out there. He switches off to the single leg. 6 seconds to go. And it's going to be Jordan Williams, Chartiers Houston, defeating Drake McClure of Bentworth. So McClure, with all of the Bentworth wrestlers, although that are remaining, the four of them remaining, they've all qualified for the state tournament. McClure will wrestle down the Constellation semifinals, but Chartiers Houston will have a finalist here in Williams. Now that's going to bring up on mat number two, Beth Center's Mason Wright taking on Landon Bainey out of West Branch, 121 pounds, semifinal.
Minute 20 left on mat number one as Wolf digs the head into the shoulder blade almost of Beatrice. Right smack dab in the middle of the mat. Beatrice just trying to get level here. Good job by Wolf to drop the weight back down and put Beatrice back at square one.
Mason Wright squaring off here. There's a single leg attempt, and Wright tries to throw the action over on top. Bainey, though, stays with it and is going to get the takedown. So Landon Bainey straight into a Turk, and now he's got Mason Wright on his back. Bainey out of West Branch, going to lead 5-0 here. 40 seconds gone. ...114-pound semifinals. It was Jordan Williams defeating Drake McClure 2-1. And Easton Maul of Chestnut Ridge defeating Anthony Mucci of Derry 6-3. So it's going to be Williams and Maul in the finals at 114. And there's the three near fall awarded to Bainey halfway through the first period.
And Emmett Wolf has defeated Giovanni Beatrice. Wolf is heading to states and will move on in this tournament.
So that'll be two McGuffey Highlanders that qualify for the state tournament. He'll join his teammate Lucas Barr, who's getting ready to wrestle in the 127-pound semifinal coming up here shortly.
And up next on mat one, Dylan Slovak of Burgettstown taking on Nico Fanella of Indiana. Those are the only Washington County matchups happening right now on mats one and two, top of the screen.
The other semifinal bout is over on mat four, and that is Bishop McCourse Lincoln Sledzianowski, and he's taking on Antonio Boni of Central Valley, and that one's 1-0 for the Bishop McCourse wrestler. Currently, looks like Mason Wright wants to go neutral to start the second period here. Wait a minute. Whose choice was it? Might have been Bainey's choice. He's gonna start down. Slovak still scoreless over there.
Fanetta shoots for the leg on Slovak. And Fanella's got the two.
Now trying to get the escape and maybe even go right into a reversal is Bainey as he shoots in and gets the legs, and he takes a 7-0 lead over Mason Wright. And Bainey came in. He is the top seed. These seeds are kind of, basically it's a predetermined seeding based on where you come out of. So the champions typically get seeded first from each of the districts, and then they kind of fill in the rest. So sometimes the seeds can be a little misleading. But
Slovak tried to take down on Vanilla, and Vanilla is able to reverse that and get on top of him. He picks up two.
In this case, Bainey living up to that billing as he's got nor near fall coming against Mason Wright. Already leading 7-0 and just got some more with a tilt to make it 9-0. 38 seconds to go in the second period.
Minute 42 remaining in the second on mat one. Fanella leads Slovak 4-1.
Mason Wright in trouble now. Bainey has him on his back. And looking for the fall is Landon Bainey of West Branch.
Finello's got Slovak stacked up, and Fanella pins Dylan Slovak at 3:35.
Slovak's tournament comes to an end for Burgettstown, and three more near fall coming to Bainey. He'll lead 12-0 heading to the third period.
Mat 1 will be a Montour versus Forest Hills matchup, so now we'll turn our attention back to Mat 2. If it was elsewhere already, I should say.
So Mason Wright trailing here, takes neutral to start the third period. 12-0 Baney. Well, we're under tie-ups here. And now 2-on-1 rushing tie-up for Baney, and he tries to use that to shoot off of, but Mason Wright keeps his legs back. And a single leg attempt by Baney. Takes a two-point takedown, gives him one point away from a technical fall over Mason Wright. We're going to have Jax Forrest taking on Lucas Barr on mat number two after this bout. And Baney working on a wing here. He's leading 14-0 with 35 seconds to go. Mason Wright just kind of flattened out on the mat. Baney really working for this tech. Now he's going to try to walk it over. And he's got the tech fall locked up here with the two near fall. That'll do it. 16-0 technical fall for Landon Baney, and that will drop Mason Wright for Beth Center down into the consolation semifinals, and that will bring up Lucas Barr. He's got a tough matchup here. Jax Forrest out of Bishop McCourt is the number two wrestler ranked in the country at his weight class by Flow Wrestling, and he is only a sophomore, Lucas Barr. So a young wrestler from McGuffey. And there's a shot by Jax Forrest in on the leg. Kept the elbow, but Lucas keeps his hips back. They will go out of bounds. 7 seconds off. This kid on Matt, he's fun to watch. He's just nonstop. He's like constant attacking mode. Here you see he's already there switching off. That's his third leg attack here in the first 15 seconds. Now he gets the single leg, tries to pull the action back in, but they go out of bounds.
Yeah, he's a silver medalist in the U-17 55kg back in 2022.
Oh, he goes in on the ankle pick there and gets a two-point takedown, immediately comes back out front of Barr. So it's 2-0, but then it'll be 2-1 with the escape point. There's a double leg shot by Barr. Gets in deep and tries to stay back on it. Needs to get his hips up over and scoop the leg, but Jax Forrest trying to get towards the edge here. Barr still hanging on to that head, and now he's lost it, and Forrest going to come up top. So a nice attempt there by Barr, but Forrest comes in on top and takes a 4-1 lead. Now he's got a tilt wrapped up on the side of the mat. And three near fall awarded, makes it 7-1 with a minute left. Oh, we had a shove over there on mat four. Hold on. Bonai got shoved by the Bishop McCourt wrestler at the end. And it looks like the Bishop McCourt wrestler won the bout on score, but what do we got here? It's 6-5. They awarded a technical violation, which still means I think the wrestler from Bishop McCourt is going to win, Sledzianowski. So he is the victor, but
yeah, obviously not very happy about that.
Well, there's not going to be a lot of love from the public school fans here for Mitchell McCourt. This is their first time back in postseason action after a two-year suspension for violations. Here's another tilt by Jax Forrest of Mitchell McCourt. Now he's got Barr in trouble when he gets the fall. So winning by fall is Jax Forrest over Lucas Barr. Lucas Barr and McGuffey will drop down to consolation semifinals. And what does that bring up here on mat two? That is going to be Burgettstown's Parker Centipal. He's got a Bishop McCourt wrestler, and he's going to wrestle Mason Gibson. Gibson, a Penn State commit. His brother's already there at Penn State Wrestling. Yeah. Gibson.
And over on mat number four, we got Chris Vargo of Bentworth taking on Gideon Bracken of United.
Yep, is that 127-pound weight class. We just saw the Jax Forrest and Lucas Barr match, and now we've got Vargo over there. We'll keep an eye on both semifinal bouts, both Washington County wrestlers. Mason Gibson, Bishop of the Court, forcing the action towards the edge here. Centipal tries a drag attempt. Now Gibson tries to pull him back in.
Vargo's got Bracken wrapped around his shoulders.
Takedown by Gibson. It's 2-0. 25 to go in the first.
And they're going to reset over on mat 4.
Jason Gibson looks like he wants an optional start here to let Centipal up from the down position, and he gets away. So 2-1, 120 to go in the first. Oh, and Centipal got Gibson off balance. He recovers, though. Take advantage of that. Oh!
Vargo, wow.
Great takedown by Vargo. Clipped the leg and got all of his body weight on top. Secures the two to take the early lead here. 45 seconds left in the first on mat 4.
Head-to-head tie-up between Gibson and Centipal. 47 seconds to go. It's 2-1 Gibson here in the early going. Gibson in on a single leg here on Centipal. Parker fighting off the shin whizzer, and Gibson shrugs it by and gets a two right at the edge of the mat. 4-1 with 24 seconds to go in the first period.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, some weight class recaps here when we get a chance to pause.
Yeah, Vargo's on top of Bracken now in the waning seconds. It's 2-0, and it looks like it'll stay that way after one, which it does.
Gibson riding out this end of the first period, leading 4-1 over Parker Centipal. And they'll head to the second. Centipal will take down to start the second period. Gibson gives him the optional start again. And that makes it 4-2 with the escape.
Bracken trying to put the body weight on top of Vargo, trying to collapse him in. Vargo gets the escape. 3-0 he leads. Vargo shoots the legs, flips him over on a fireman's carry, and a two for Vargo. He goes up 5-0 on Bracken.
Still on her feet here on mat 2. 4-2 the score. Gibson, Parker tried to get to a leg, couldn't get shrugged by there by Gibson. Head out of bounds to 125 to go in the second period. Oh, just overpowering there is Gibson. Now he goes right into a crossface on Centipal. He's got the leg in, too, trying to get some near fall here in the second period. And he is getting it. Going to be three more near fall coming to Mason Gibson. And that will make it 9-2. 51 seconds to go in the second period.
Vargo had a hold of Bracken's arms behind his back, and referee calls him off, and we'll reset. Bracken on the bottom. Bracken tried to shoot up out of that down position. Ten seconds left over on mat 4. Vargo on top. 5-0 and has control of Bracken.
9-3 now with an escape by Centipal. 24 seconds to go in the second period. They go off the side of the mat. 19 seconds on the clock. Gibson around for another takedown. That makes it 11-3. So your semifinals of 121 is Landon Baney of West Branch defeating Mason Wright, best center, 16-0 technical fall, and then a 6-5 decision for Lincoln Sledzianowski. Bishop McCord over Antonio Boni of Central Valley. So Baney and Sledzianowski meet in the finals at 121. And Centipal starts the third period on top of Mason Gibson. Gibson tries to stand up. He's leading 11-3.
Bracken picked up two there as they go neutral. 5-2 Vargo up over on mat four.
Escape by Gibson makes it 12-3.
Vargo tried to shoot in for Bracken, but Bracken just moved out of the way.
There's a throw by Gibson, and he's got two plus near fall coming. Three more near fall makes it 17-3. One more point will give Gibson the technical fall over Parker Centipal.
Well, now it's two more. And there it is.
He's got it, so that will do it.
Bracken shoots on Vargo over on mat four. Bracken trying to pick up two at the edge, and he got it. Now he's got to make a run here if he wants a chance at the final. 36 seconds left. It's 5-4. Vargo up on Bracken.
So Centipal drops down to Constellations for Constellation semifinals for Burgettstown. Yeah, tight one over there. 30 seconds to go.
Vargo just has to hold on. And 25 seconds can feel like an eternity whenever you have that slim of a lead. Bracken works his way back to the edge. Trying to drop him down. He's got the two with 5 seconds to go in the third.
He was trying to get away from those underhooks. Was Vargo and... he got caught right at the edge of the mat.
I read it as 6-6.
That's it.
3 seconds to Vargo with a last second chance.
Oh, he got it. He got the one. Wow. Chris Vargo. Oh.
At the very last possible second, Vargo escapes with an escape. And is heading to the finals.
He had 4 seconds to go off that restart, stood up and just basically kind of flipped over and threw him off. Wow, what an escape. And with that, we are going to cut to break. Chris Vargo has punched his ticket to the finals. He'll take on Jax Forrest at 127 pounds. Right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on advanced orthopedics and rehabilitation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right, welcome back here to Altoona in the semifinals and third round of consolations. Just to recap, 127 pounds. Chris Vargo there winning it right at the end by a final of 7-6 over Gideon Bracken with that late escape. And then Jax Forrest, technical fall, or a fall winner rather, over Luke Sparr and McGuffey. So it's going to be Vargo and Forrest meeting in the finals. And then 133 pounds where we're at right now, I believe. And that is, actually, we did have one final, the technical fall winner by Mason Gibson over Park Centerball Burgerstown. The other bout is out there right now, and that is Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley taking on Colton Chunk of Penns Valley. And they are on mat number 4, and right now it is 4-1 in favor of Cazales.
Other matchups, Giovanni Washington of Bell Vernon taking on Lucas Boyer. That's on mat number 1. On mat 2, it's Burrell's Cooper Hornack taking on Phillipsburg Osceola's Marcus Gable. And on mat 3, Jaden Immler taking on Rook Smith out of Montour. Immler out of Chestnut Ridge. Following the Cazales-Shunk match on mat 4, it'll be another Burgerstown matchup as Gavin Suica takes on Bo Bassett of Bishop McCourt.
Yeah, Bo Bassett, another one. One of the top-ranked wrestlers in the country at his weight class.
And not to mention, too, on mat 2, Owen Ivcik.
I think it's Ivcik.
Ivcik. All right, I'm 0-2. He takes on Mason Horwat. Again, that's on mat 2.
Okay. Real quick to kind of run down some of the consolation matchups for consolation semifinals. At 107, it's going to be Bryce Anderchuk, Quaker Valley. These guys have all qualified for states, by the way, against Cam Baker of Burrell, 107. And then the other one is Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain taking on Caleb Hummel, Phillipsburg, Osceola. At 114 pounds, it's going to be Caden Judas of Bald Eagle area taking on Anthony Mucci of Derry. And then on the other side, Eric Carlisle, Penns Valley, taking on Drake McClure of Bentworth. At 121 pounds, it's going to be Emmett Wolf of McGuffey taking on Antonio Boni of Central Valley. And on the other side, Joseph Garshnick of United taking on Mason Wright of Best Center. We had a fall down there on mat number 1, and that was
Lucas Boyer.
All right.
So Boyer moves on. And we got blood time over on mat 4.
That's going to bring up Braden Lasowski of Penns Valley against Jameson Placlembo of Mount Pleasant. Rudy Brown is on deck on mat 1 now. Where was I? 121 pounds. Now up to 127 pounds for the consolation semifinals. Once again, all these guys have qualified for states. It's going to be at 127. It's going to be a WIPIO matchup between Don Lindsay of Central Valley taking on Lucas Barr of McGuffey. And then on the other side, Nico Finella of Indiana taking on Gideon Bracken of United. And not quite through 133 yet, so leave it there. Back to the action. On third period action down here on mat number 2 between Cooper Hornack of Burrell and Marcus Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola. And 3-2 now Hornack had the 3-0 lead, but Gable comes in behind with a takedown to make it 3-2 with 11 seconds left. And Hornack kind of, he had a tough one in the quarterfinals. He looked kind of banged up now. He's kind of backing out. He's got the 4-2 lead with an escape. Immediately gets hit for stalling. And in on the leg is Gable, 3 seconds remaining. So Hornack looking to hang on here. I don't know if he's 100%. He kind of got banged up in that bout last night and looks to still be kind of hanging on here. Pans out the shot, and that'll do it. So he is going to hold on for the 4-2 win. So Cooper Hornack of Burrow will make the finals at what weight class is that? That is up at 139. Still awaiting the sweep of Bassett mat for the other side of that, but we still got 133 work to do. But that is going to bring up on mat number two.
That's Mason Horwat of Derry against Owen. Ivsic?
Ivsic.
Ivsic.
Yeah. Ivsic grabs a hold of a front headlock right off the bat. Horwat of Derry. I got to look back here. He was in a tight one yesterday. This is up at 145 pounds. Horwat, in his bout yesterday, yes, he had a tough one against Paclembo of Mount Pleasant. It was a 5-3 victory for Horwat. Shot by Horwat, and he gets in on the leg, but they spin out of bounds. 124 to go in the first with him and Ivsic. Ivsic looking to be the second Bentworth Bearcat to try to make the finals, as Margo did earlier. And Ivsic in on a single leg. Puts that leg between the knees. Now steps to the outside to shelf it. And Horvat trying to spin out of this, but Ivsic being very patient. And now will try to attack this again. Keeps his balance. And Horvat manning, staying away from him so far, but Ivsic still hanging on to the ankle. Loses it now, though. And now Horvat dives in on the leg as they go out of bounds. So good defense there by Horvat. 51 seconds to go in a scoreless first period. Horwat pawing at the head of Owen Ivsic. Sick now coming in and tie up the wrist. 23 seconds to go. Horwat working on wrist control as well as they spin towards the scorer's table on the right side of the mat. Now Horwat tries to come in on a single leg. Ivsic takes the action out of bounds. 7 seconds to go in the first period. Oh, a caution off the whistle here for Horwat. That's his first. And that will do it for the period one, 145-pound semifinal here on mat two. About 15 seconds away from the Suica Bassett match on mat number four over there.
And again, the winner of Horwat and Ivsic will take on either Jackson Butler or Cole Doppelhauer. That match will be coming up immediately after this on this very mat.
Escape for Horwat. Now he dives right back in on an ankle. So he leads 1-0, gets deep on the ankle of Ivsic. Ivsic fighting it off the shin whizzer. Tries to break the control, but Horwat now shelves that single. Similar situation that Ivsic had Horwat in the first period. Ivsic fighting it off. Elevating it is Horwat. Now Ivsic grabs the wrist and now tries to come in with a side headlock here. Maybe get down into a Merkel position, but they're going to go out of bounds. So good defense by Ivsic there. Both these guys have been tough on their feet offensively and defensively.
Matt Four is underway. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. Yeah, go ahead there with Bassett. He got a takedown right off the jump.
Suica and Bassett now underway on Matt Four, and already, blinking you missed it, Bill Bassett picked up four. And Bill Bassett.
Oh, there's a takedown attempt on the side, and they're saying out of bounds. No takedown for Horwat.
Bassett nearly had the pin, but instead gets three near fall. It gets an escape on Suica. Pushed him out of bounds.
Yeah, Bassett, one tough customer for Bishop McCourt. He is also ranked number two in the country. He's only a sophomore for Bishop McCourt.
I'll say this. You know that a wrestler's tough when he has his own singlet, like Bassett does.
Yeah. And we're 1-0 here with that just escape by Horwat in the second period. It will be Ipswich's choice in the third.
Bassett picks up the two and then very easily tosses Suica right on his butt and then pins him. A minute 17 in, so Bill Bassett on to the finals.
All right, Ipswich is going to take down, so that'll drop Suica down to the consolation semifinals for Burgerstown. And Ipswich needing a point here to tie. He's trailing 1-0 here as we start the third. He tries to sit out, and he gets up to his feet, turns around to face Horwat. Now trying to at least get the one. He's close to the edge, and he does get awarded the one-point escape. So we are tied at one with 1:46 remaining. What do we got over there on mat four? What's that mat?
That is a Penns Valley and Penn Cambria match.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Rudy Brown's on deck on mat one, by the way.
Okay. 2-on-1 Russian tie-up here for Horwat. Tries to drop in on a single from it. Ipswich, though, counter shot, and they go out of bounds. 1:23 to go. Both guys have been really deep on single legs here, but neither able to finish during this match. It's been a tight one.
And Rudy Brown's about to come up. The mat one match is at 8 seconds, but
getting around behind here is Horwat trying to drop down on that single leg again. Now he's got the double tied up. He's going to get the two. Horwat leads 3-1 with 1:08 to go. Ipswich, he can't hang on those legs the whole time. What do we got? That's 1 point escape. So now they'll go out of bounds with 1:01. One thing that Jason and I noticed here, they're supposed to immediately count the 5 seconds on the legs when you're just hanging, when you're on the top position and you've got a leg, whether you're hanging out down there or you got an ankle. And we have not seen that at all. And it's been consistent throughout the tournament.
Jackson Long and Rudy Brown now coming up on mat one. Long from Belfon, and, of course, Rudy Brown from Burgettstown.
There's a front headlock attempt. This is Ipswich trying to get around behind. He needs a takedown to try to take the lead. He's going to try to come around here and get this near side cradle. He's got it locked up. He takes him over. He's got the two. Still working on this near side cradle. He's got the 4-3 lead. He can hang out there with this cradle locked up. They try to get off the side of the mat is Horwat, and he does get off. He's going to get hit for stalling because he pulled the action deliberately off the side of the mat. So they will restart with 20 seconds to go. Ipswich on top, leading 4-3.
What a sequence there for Ipswich to take control here in the winning seconds.
Now up to his feet is Horwat. Dropping in the legs is Ipswich. Tries to stay on top. 13 seconds to go. Granby roll attempt by Horwat, and he's getting close to getting the escape. He's got the whizzer, does Ipswich, but this should be one. Actually, no, they drop in on the front headlock. Still saying control for Ipswich, and he's going to hang on and win 4-3. Oh, and Ipswich gives Bentworth their second finalist. I think Horwat thought he had the escape.
So did the Derry fans below us, but second time we've had a close call on those escapes. One of them granted, another one not. And over on mat one, Rudy Brown and Jackson Long doing battle. They were scoreless after one.
To wrap up, I don't think we ever did a full recap of 1:33. Jack Cazales won 8-3 over Colin Shunk of Penns Valley. Cazales out of Quaker Valley. We had the Gibson Tech fall over Parker Centipol of Burgettstown. So it's Gibson and Cazales in the finals there. 1:39. We had Cooper Hornack of Burl winning 4-2 over Marcus Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola. And then Bo Bassett with the fall over Gavin Sweka, Burgerstown, Bassett on Bishop McCourt. So in the finals, Hornack versus Bassett. 145. We're still waiting on that Butler Doppelhauer match to wrap up. Rudy Brown's action is on mat one. Go ahead with that.
I was just going to say he got an escape point. Both of them have been wrestling pretty defensively, I would say, through the first couple minutes.
Brown trying to drop in on that leg, but might get himself in trouble. He's not careful. Semi-final on mat four is...
Looks like that's still...
Still Penn Valley and Penn Cambria. Yep. Penn's Valley, Penn Cambria. It's Ty Watson of Penn's Valley taking on Trent Hoover of Penn Cambria.
Rudy Brown just picked up two as they're down to 15 seconds on mat one. Brown up 3-0 over Long.
Second period action there. Mat three is Penns Valley and Huntington. That's Ethan Fedoroff of Penns Valley taking on Grady Clark of Huntington. And that one's 4-0 in favor of Fedoroff.
After two, Rudy Brown up 3-0 and Jackson Long will go down for the final period just to cut it to within two.
You're going to have Chase Vermelli down there on mat one right after that.
Long nearly had the escape, and Brown just rolls him over. And now Brown can start riding at this point. Brown remains on top of Long over on mat one. And Brown was right at the edge. They're going to call him out or at least blow it dead.
We got a little bit of reversal of fortunes over there on mat number three. As it's Grady Clark trying to come back in that match. He's now trailing 4-3 with 13 seconds to go.
As Rusty mentioned, on mat one following Rudy Brown's match, it'll be Chase Vermelli taking on Logan Baker of Somerset. And from what I'm seeing, that is the only other Washington Greene County match, at least at this juncture.
All right. Back to his feet there, trying to get this.
Brown trying to hold on and sits up on his back and forces Long to collapse. 13 seconds, and now Brown can ride this out. Funk roll action as Brown cradles on Long, and Brown's going to end up with the 3-0 victory over Long.
All right. And which one's the trying to decipher singlets over there on mat number four between Penn Cambria and Penn's Valley?
Penn Cambria just won.
Okay, that was Penn Cambria. So that was Trent Hoover defeating Ty Watson over there. And now, with Rudy Brown's match ending, Trace Vermelli from Jefferson tries to qualify for states for the second year in a row here for the Rockets.
These are when binoculars in a gym come in handy, right?
Yes.
People may call
me
crazy
for doing that.
People call me crazy for bringing binoculars, but I bring them everywhere I go.
Vermelli taking on Logan Baker out of Somerset.
Cromelli locking up. They go out to the edge, and now they switch spots. Cromelli forced out by Logan Baker.
32 seconds on the clock as they stop it. Trying to get something sorted with the scoreboard, looks like. Cromelli, nice duck under, gets in on the single leg. Head to the outside, but the action's tossed out of bounds by Baker.
Cromelli poking at the leg as he tries to undercut Logan Baker.
So they end the first period scoreless between Cromelli and Baker. Huntington fans not happy with what happened on Matt Ford. A late scramble over there in the match between.
We got a little bit of a problem here on Matt 2.
What's that?
Doppelhauer and Butler. They were. Doppelhauer thought he had two and then forced him out right along the boundary, right in front of that table. And Doppelhauer's back went crashing into the table.
Wow. I do see him down there now. Yeah, right. Oh, wow. Pray that he is all right. As they tend to him off the mat. So, Cromelli got an escape to start the second period. He's up 1-0. 20 seconds in the second. Tries to drag an arm. Now a Baker in on a deep single leg. Cromelli trying to counter that. And they go off the side of the mat. Anyways, to wrap up what happened over there, it was Fedorov winning that match over Clark. The Huntington wrestler is eliminated.
Cromelli's got one.
Yeah, there's a shot off a counter shot. And Cromelli trying to get around behind. He's close. That's two. He's got the two, and he can maybe get near fall. On the side of the mat, they're going to say they're out of bounds, though. He's going to pick up the two to lead 3-0, 1-10 to go. But he almost chinned him back for some near fall right at the edge of the circle. 1-10 in the second. Over on mat four, semifinal bout is now Hopewell's Isaiah Pisano taking on Caden Barnard of River Valley. That is 3-1 in favor of Pisano. That is in the second period. Well, good news on mat number two. The wrestler is back up and running. That was Doppelhauer, right, from
yep.
Bell Vernon that went into the table. He's back out there. There's an escape by Baker of Somerset. 3-1 now in favor of Cromelli.
About halfway through the second period over on mat number one.
Cromelli rotates out of bounds. 6:51 seconds to go in the first period.
Only other Washington Green County that I'm seeing, at least as of now. Uh-oh, hold on.
Single leg by Cromelli. Countering, though, is Baker. But Cromelli switches off to the double. He's got it in. He's got the half in. Cromelli looking for the fall. He's got near fall here coming. Tries to maybe needs a reverse half. He's got a little bit of time here. 20 seconds to work on this as Baker fights off his back, but he's going to give up the near fall points. Once they're awarded, it should be 8-1, I believe.
There's the three for Cromelli. He's sitting pretty right now with
7-1.
A 7-1.
They only give him two near fall.
Oh, two near fall. But he's still sitting pretty with a six-point edge going into the third.
I thought for sure he would have had three.
Me too.
As long as Hank Maker was on his back. But, yeah, it's going to be Baker taking down to start this third period.
Matt 2, Butler and Doppelhauer is going to extra time.
All right.
And
victory.
The Belle Verdon fans not happy because right before Doppelhauer went in crashing into the table, they thought they had two. And quite frankly, I don't blame them.
It's Butler from Bishop McCourt in on a single leg. Doppelhauer trying to grab an ankle and get over the top. Now getting his hips up is Doppelhauer as Fremelli shoots in again. Still in the top position, so he's just trying to maintain pop. But Baker might get a reversal out of this as he comes around. Doppelhauer's close to getting around. Now has to readjust.
Baker's got the reversal.
All right, so that makes that one 7-3.
Now 8-3 with the escape by Fremelli.
They don't have that right. They gave him 7-2.
There they go. They just put the three up.
It should be 8-3. And now there's injury time, a knee by Butler. Oh, and there's a takedown late. Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt is going to defeat Cole Doppelhauer of Belle Vernon and advance to the finals. That's going to bring up Damon Michaels, Elizabeth Forward, and Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt. Same Matt. Pisano is still leading his bout 7-2 over there on mat number 4 for the other semifinal match that's going on. Did we recap 145 yet?
I don't believe so.
Let me check that. So that is Owen Ibsick defeated Mason Horwath of Derry 4-3. And then the other one was Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt just defeating Cole Doppelhauer of Belle Vernon. So it's going to be Ibsick, Butler in the finals. They're at 145 pounds. So when did you say the next after Fermelli? We got a little bit of a break maybe?
Yeah, the only Washington Green County that I'm seeing right now on mat 4 in the hole, so not the next match, but the match after, is Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. He'll take on Charles Perkins of Valley.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that and finish out Fermelli's match before the next break. He's up 8-3 with 107 to go. They wrestle from their feet. And he's in on a single leg again on Baker and switches off to the double, close to finishing this takedown. And maybe looking for more again. He was able to take him to his back once from this. Now he's just going to settle for the two. And that makes it 10-7, Chase Fermelli. In control here with 45 seconds to go.
Pisano and Barnhart just wrapped up. Now it's Fraser's Ryan Selassie against Bishop McCourt's Devin Magro. And then after that will be the Fort Cherry match on mat 4, Braden Welsh and Charles Perkins.
Fermelli sinks a half in here. Is he still riding on top? Comes around behind, 7 seconds remaining. Drops down and takes him back and actually nearly takes Baker right to his back. And time will expire. Chase Fermelli, your winner from Jefferson Morgan. 10-3, and he will advance to the Constellation semifinals and qualify for the state tournament for the Rockets. So we'll step aside here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network. Right back.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Welcome back to Altoona. And moving right along, how about halfway through the semifinals here? PIAA Southwestern Regional for AA Wrestling. And down on mat number two in the semifinals, that is Damon Michaels, Elizabeth Ford taking on Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt. And right now it's tied at four with minute 10 to go in the second period. And over in the other one, another Bishop McCourt wrestler on mat number four, Devin Margot taking on Fraser's Ryan Salaski.
And one thing I did forget to point out, not only with the four cherry match, which is on deck on mat four after the Salaski and Magro match, on mat one will be Jacob Lehue. He's on deck taking on Darius Brady Brown. That'll be following the McMullen-Stevens match between Bishop McCourt and United. That's on mat one, and they're about halfway through the second.
We have Bishop McCourt on all four mats right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
On mat three, it is a consolation match between Conrad James Panciero of Bishop McCourt taking on Jackson Angelo of Fraser. And then the mat one mount is Bishop McCourt's Owen McMullen taking on Dylan Stevens of United. We already mentioned the semifinal bouts. Yeah, they're pretty good. They have eight guys in the championship bracket still and two in consolations. You're seeing the two in consolations wrestle right now. So they're qualified 10 guys for states. They're running away at the team lead here, 176 points currently. Bentworth still hanging on to second place with 71 team points. Chestnut Ridge followed behind them, 69.5. So that would make Bentworth the top public school in the tournament.
If we want to touch on that topic.
Oh, we absolutely do. Especially when you're talking about a team that just coming off a two-year suspension.
Yeah, that's fair.
For postseason because of violations. So. Nothing against the individual wrestlers. They're amazing. Great wrestlers.
Yeah.
But the school got slapped on the wrist with that two-year ban.
I mean, regardless, it's going to be hard to beat Bishop McCourt as a team, you know, in these, you know, once they get to the team tournament.
Well, they already have the dual meet teams, so it'll be the state team, the state tournament, the individual. They will score it much like this. And I don't know. I think Faith Christian Academy was the state champion for AA in the. I think I'll have to go back and look at that.
I mean, either way, they're going to be tough.
Of course, but the score's different in this type of tournament, so they might have the edge when it comes to the individual tournament and the way it's scored. Especially when you take 10 wrestlers to the tournament, that gives you a leg up anyways because of how many ways you can score.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially when it comes to wrestling, you know, the saying is quality over quantity, but it really helps in wrestling if you have both.
Yep, because if you've got some guys at weight class, anybody can win points for you.
We just got one Bishop McCourt wrestler with a pin on mat one.
Yep, that was...
That's Owen McMullen.
Yep, he defeated Dylan Stevens of United. So he will advance, and he will keep that string going. So he does qualify and gives them at least nine. And, well, I didn't see what happened over there on mat number four, or mat number three, rather. All right, that one's not done.
They're still going. Okay. They're still going.
So they've qualified nine for states right now.
Yeah, that one's...
Looking for their...
That one's pretty close to a tech.
So that one, this may be their first guy that's eliminated in this round. So it is going to be the winner is going to be from Fraser. That is
no,
Jackson Angelo defeating.
Oh, no. That
Yeah.
On Matt 4?
No, Matt 3.
Oh.
Matt 3 is Jackson Angelo from Frazier just defeated Conrad James Pensiero from Mitchell McCourt. So they won't have 10 going. They'll have 9 in the States.
I was going to say, I thought you were talking about Matt 4 for a second.
No.
But anyways.
No, he's already qualified. He's in the semis. So.
Jacob Lehew, Beth Center, and Brady Brown from Derry going at it. And a quick 2 for Brown.
So Lehew needs this match to qualify. And trying to.
Derry's at 10th right now in the team standings or team brackets, I guess. Mm-hmm. Beth Center's 32nd.
Keep passing them by. There they are. Yep. And so they've. They got two guys live, both in consolations. Lehew. Mason Wright is the one that we know is going to the States. And Lehew would love to make it number 2 for the Bulldogs.
Well, he's got a battle back here as the second period underway. Lehew with a roll over and still holding on to Brown.
Believe we can wrap up. £152 now. Ty Watson of Penns Valley got defeated by Trent Hoover of Penn Camry of 5-4. And the other one was Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt defeating Damon Michaels Elizabeth Ford 12-8. So it's going to be Hoover versus Miller in the finals there at £152.
4-0 Brown, by the way. He just got a takedown.
All right.
Matt Four, Braden Welsh, and Charles Perkins in the first period. And got a 2-0 lead, I believe, for Welsh.
All right.
And Welsh just rolls him out of bounds. 28 seconds.
All right. It's Braden Welsh looking to make the finals for the Rangers. That's up your way.
Yes, it is.
Welsh has been pretty impressive in this tournament so far.
I actually just saw Fort Cherry's athletic director last night. They call him Scrap. He's on the basketball committee for the WPIL. Great guy.
The takedown leads 2-0. 20 seconds to go in the period. So go ahead. I was going to give you an update. Lehew still trailing 4-1 in the second period.
That's what I was going to hit on. Go ahead.
No, okay. 160 pounds. Caden Barnett. Oh, actually, let's wait on that because there's a precarious situation here for Welsh on Matt Four as he's trying to hang on top here. And he kind of, it's helped by the clock. As period comes to an end, so he'll take the 2-0 lead. And as I was saying, Caden Barnhart, River Valley, got beat by Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell 12-2, 160-pound semifinal. And the other one was a technical fall win by Devin Magro of Bishop McCourt over Ryan Selassie of Frazier, 20-4. So it's going to be Pisano and Magro in the finals at 160 pounds. Well, starts on top in the second period, leading 2-0.
And Brady Brown on Matt 1, up 6-1 as they start the third over Jacob Lehew of Beth Center.
The other semifinal matches, Bell Vernon's Elijah Brown taking up on Kyle Scott of Tyrone.
Brown looks like he's going to pick up a near fall here at the very least.
Yeah, he's Lehew got trouble.
He's got Lehew pinned up pretty good. Nothing there yet. Really trying to emphasize here the control on these pinning predicaments
Leahy at least gets out of that, but
trailing. Well, still on top here in the second period, and he's ridden out for minute 15 to go, or minute 15 through the period. Now 40 seconds remaining in the second. Over Perkins, and Perkins tries to roll all the way through, but Wells stays with him. They go out of bounds. They'll restart with 33 on the clock. Charles Perkins out of Valley. That's a WPIL matchup over there. So three WPIL wrestlers in the semis for here at 172 pounds, with Elijah Brown being the other one on mat number two. Leahy trails 9-1 now after giving up that near fall.
I was waiting for them to give the points up, but they held onto it for seemingly an eternity.
Yeah, they'll wait until that pinning combination is broke. So even if the other wrestler has turned back over, if he still has the hold on, they usually don't award the points until that's broken.
Brown slams him. 10 seconds left. Brown can pretty much do whatever he wants for the final 5 seconds. Leahy's on top, though. But Brown's going to come away with a 9-1 win.
So that'll eliminate Jacob Leahy for the Bulldogs. Bulls will have one representative out at States, and Mason Wright. Yeah, two over on the far side on mat number three. That matchup is Reese Dibert of Northern Bedford and Nick Somerville of Penn Cambria. They're going to have Colin White on there after that bout.
That was Somerville that got the points there, and that's a pretty high-scoring affair, 8-8.
Braden Welsh got a reversal to start the third period. He's up 4-0 now on Perkins. Down a minute 40 to go in regulation there.
That's the only Washington Green County matchup right now.
Yep, we'll have Colin White on deck on mat three. As I think Welsh is getting near fall here as Perkins is bridging out of that, but he's giving up three near falls. It's going to be a 7-0 lead for Welsh. Now a scramble as he holds on to a leg of Perkins. Down a minute 14 to go, and Perkins trying to get a reversal on the edge of the mat. They do give it to him, so it's 7-2 with 1:08 to go as they go out of bounds. Bell Vernon's Elijah Brown leading 1-0 here with a minute 26 to go on mat two over Tyrone's Kyle Scott. Welsh trying to roll out from on bottom over there again. He's leading 7-2, under a minute to go now on mat four. Trying to work a bar in there is Perkins. He's got the left arm barred up. Welsh kind of turning away from it. Tries to get up to his base. 42 seconds remaining. Now they roll through, and we get a potentially dangerous stoppage. Welsh's arm was getting bent. All right, I have another takedown over here for Somerville.
Thought they were worried about Welsh's arm getting. He had to wiggle it out.
That's why they stopped it. 35 to go in that match for Welsh and Perkins. Somerville did not finish that takedown in sudden victory. He and Dibert of Northern Bedford, sudden victory over there on mat number three. Of Colin White there as soon as that bout is done as Welsh stands up and gets out for the escape. He leads 8-2, 20 seconds remaining. Braden Welsh gets around behind, close to getting another takedown, but he can hang out here. And now he gets the two. 10-2, Braden Welsh. 5 seconds remaining. He is going to make it to the finals for the Fort Cherry Rangers at 172 pounds. Perkins will drop down to consolation semis for Valley. And got the Colin White match before we can take a break as we're still in overtime here. What do we got? Oh, dear. Dibert, is he getting near fall over there? They stopped it.
Oh, wow.
That is not going to make the Northern Bedford fans happy.
There they go.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, on mat one, on deck is Joe Baronic of Burgettstown taking on Keaton Hale of Bedford. Right. And on mat two, on deck is Caleb Close of Bald Eagle against Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth.
So that might is we have 9 seconds left. They're getting an explanation to the coaches now, but 9 seconds left. I think this is the second tiebreaker. I'm not sure. I've kind of lost track. We were watching the Perkins-Wells match.
And also, too, after this matchup that we're focusing on with Northern Bedford and Penn Cambria, Colin White's going to wrestle for West Green against Luke Boylan.
So Elijah Brown does win his bout at 172 pounds. So at 172 pounds, the semifinals were Elijah Brown winning 4-0 over Kyle Scott of Tyrone Brown out of Belle Vernon, of course. Braden Welsh, Fort Cherry, a 10-2 victor over Charles Perkins of Valley. That'll be an all-Whipple final at 172 pounds between Brown and Welsh.
If you're a WPIL fan, you'd love to see it. But now up on mat two, Caleb Close and Vitaly Daniels. But right now, the majority of the attention's over on mat three between Dibert and Somerville.
Up to his feet is Somerville. Dibert on top. And the roll through. And that was, I think we've got ultimate tiebreaker now coming up. So the choice goes to whoever scored first, which looks like in this case must have been Dibert.
Close just picked up two. Now he's got Daniels locked up right on the side of the line.
Is that Vitaly Daniels of
Bentworth?
Okay, so we'll pay attention to that. That is Close of Bald Eagle area. Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth, semifinals, 189 pounds.
Now it's 5-0. Caleb Close picks up three, near fall.
And they had the escape point given. It's Dibert winning 9-8 with 17 seconds to go. He has been hit for stalling. Oh, they don't hit him. I thought maybe for sure they're going to hit Somerville for stalling. 13 seconds to go. As Close now puts the legs in on and trying to turn. He's got Daniels going over for near fall. It's going to be at least an 8-0 lead here for Close. Dibert, the winner. 9-8, an ultimate tiebreaker over Somerville of Penn Cambria.
That was a heck of a match. There's the three for Close on mat two.
And he's going to get more. He's got another tilt going here for some more near fall. They do award three more. So now that makes it 11-0, 15 seconds to go in the first. And he's going to go right back at it. Close, a body guy. Vitaly Daniels is one tough customer, and right now, this is impressive what Caleb Close, a Bald Eagle, is doing.
Oh, absolutely. Caleb Close, though, is the number one ranked wrestler in 189 coming into this tournament. Daniels is the WPI runner-up. He only lost to Brady Brown in the WPIL tournament. And Daniels, 34-4 coming into the tournament, nearly picks up two as Close crawls out of bounds. Close, though, 37-2 coming into
Colin White
the tournament.
Underway on mat three now for West Green, trying to give them a qualifier for the state tournament. He's taking on Luke Boylan out of Burl as they go out of bounds. I wonder if these two met up last week at the Whipples.
Well, Vitaly Daniels almost just picked up two on another occasion, but both times he's nearly had Close on those potential takedowns. They were Close was saved by the boundary.
So now Colin White forces the edge to action to the edge with a double-leg shot, but they go out of bounds with 17 seconds left. So Caleb Close going to get a technical fall and defeat Vitaly Daniels and advance. Vitaly Daniels for Bentworth had dropped down the consolation semis for the Bearcats. Bearcats will have two finalists today, and Owen Ivsick and Chris Vargo.
Yeah, that was impressive for Caleb Close.
So Colin White, lone Green or Washington County wrestler that's out there now. He is scoreless after one. They will go to the second period.
Trying to see who's on deck. And Burgettstown, Joey Baronic is on deck on mat one. That'll follow the Howard Bramley and Jonah McCoy matchup. That's Everett and Westmont Hilltop. And they're going extra time over there.
All right, so legs in on the top over there for Boylan of Burl. And Colin White not able to get out from underneath. Boylan getting a little high, but White's going to have to get his hips up if he wants to shake him off. Boylan working a power half as he flattens White down to the mat. Now he has stalemate called. Boylan's not really working for anything on top either, so good time to call that stalemate. 1:24 to go as we restart here. An important restart here for White. You don't want to let Boylan get those legs in again. So inside leg stand up. He's right up to his feet. Boylan trying to sag down. And White trying to get away. Turns around into him. Now gets his hips down. Needs to break the grip here to get his one-point escape. And he should have it. Now he does. So it's 1-0 Colin White halfway through the second period. The final on mat one. That was Everett and Westmont Hilltop. Not sure who won that one. Oh, and Colin White goes down here. Looks like he might have hit
it. Hit in where the sun don't shine.
As Lamford would say, he took a foot.
Mat 4 just wrapped up, and the winner on mat 1 was Westmont Hilltop's Jonah McCoy.
Okay.
So up next is Baronic and Hale. Baronic, of course, from Burgettstown. Hale from Bedford.
There's a shot by White. Leads 1-0. 48 seconds to go. He's in on a single leg. Now he scoops it up. Switches off to the double, but Boylan tries to roll all the way through. White readjusts. Needs to come back around and get those hips up. Boylan locked through the crotch. White trying to walk around and step over that leg. Now he's kind of headhunting here and tries to keep this for maybe a Navy ride. He's got to watch his ankle as the knee gets bent, but he can work on wrist control now. Well, now we got to potentially deal with his knee was kind of bent back. So good defense there by Boylan, but White very close to that takedown. Baronic on mat one. Taking on Hale of Bedford, Baronic of Burgettstown. They're scoreless halfway through the first. White with another shot, but Boylan counters. Now there's a shot by Boylan in on an ankle. Oh, and he gets the two right against the edge. It's short time. That's a huge 2 points for Boylan. Right at the edge of the mat to take a 2-1 lead right at the end of the second period.
And one thing that White could not afford to do was give up points right in the final seconds of any period. Now, the good news is you still have one more period to work with, and you're only down one. And White,
he's going to give up the escape right away to make it 3-1. Going to work from his feet.
Well, that just shows, at least to me, he's got the confidence to at least work for the takedown.
Oh, and that's why. He gets right in a double, but he's got to sag those hips back. Boylan was waiting for that. He did the same thing. If you're White, you got to drop your hips. As soon as you get deep on that, he had those legs wrapped up.
Baronic and Hale are scoreless after one. That's on mat number one.
There's a nice double leg drop shot by White. Tries to switch off to the single, but good hips by Boylan to stay back so far. Now White climbs up. They will head out of bounds. 1:27 on the clock. Baronic on bottom to start the second period.
Baronic nearly got out of it.
Stall warning on Boylan. Now single leg shot by White. He needs to try to get that arm up around the other side. As Boylan has his leg trapped underneath. Now White trying to elevate and come through the back door. Needs to put weight on that foot. He does so. Oh, we're going to get a potentially dangerous hold. It stops the action. 44 seconds to go. It's still 3-1 in favor of Boylan. Colin White needs a takedown. Boylan backing up again. He's already been hit once for stalling. If you're White, just keep going at him. Get that stalling call. There it is. There's 1 point. A takedown would win it for Colin White. He's in on the single leg again. Needs to come up through here. Try to come through the back door. Down to 20 seconds to go. This is his best chance if he can somehow turn the corner here and get Boylan over. Boylan's on his side. White needs to keep walking around here and pop the head. Down to 9 seconds to go, and they call us potentially. Wait, we got a point coming to White. Illegal move. That ties it up at 9 seconds.
Wow.
Technical violation. I didn't see what he had. Maybe scissored the head. Going to get an explanation, or I'm not sure exactly. He's explaining to the Burrell coaches. Or sorry, is it Burrell? Is he's wrestling over there?
Yes.
Yeah, Burrell, yeah. Baronic still scoreless in the second, 43 seconds to go.
Still getting an explanation.
Should be 3-3. I think they're just making sure the score is right. 3-3, 9 seconds to go in regulation. Both wrestlers going to be cautious here. Don't want to give anything up before the sudden victory period, but then we'll head to sudden victory now. 1 minute to go. There's already been stalling called on Boylan. And in fact, one of those points that White has is from that.
Baronic just got one, by the way.
Single leg, Boylan, or sorry, by White in deep, but Boylan trying to lock through the crotch and hip him over. Colin White has the leg, but Boylan trying to come around behind. White still hanging on to that leg. 38 seconds to go in the sudden victory period. Kind of need a stalemate here for White, I think, the way he's flattened out. He still has, and they will get the stalemate call. 30 seconds to go in the sudden victory period.
Baronic up 1-0 on mat 1 with 11 seconds left, but right now the tension is high over on mat 3.
25 seconds to go after the restart. White's been doing all the shooting here. 10 seconds to go. Now he shoots in again. Double leg free train. He gets around behind. Colin White is going to qualify for this day tournament for the West Green Pioneers. 5-3 in sudden victory.
That's a big, big victory for White.
Now back to Burgettstown here. They're all late. Is that a two right off the beginning? No, they're saying yes, that is a two reversal right off the jump for Hale in the third period. He takes a 2-1 lead over Baronic. Baronic can tie this with an escape. He got one in the second period. Now he's almost out facing Hale. He's up to his feet. That should be one. And
it
he
is.
Does. Okay, so we're tied at two here now. Great matchups here. We'll get to recaps of all the semifinals as well. Where did I leave off? I think it was 189 was the one that was up next.
Either way, we got a lot. We got a lot to cover.
We will. So 189-pound semifinals. It was Caleb Close of Baldy Eagle Area, 15-0 technical fall over Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth. The other side, it was a fall for Andrew McMonigal of Huntington over Elon Snyder of Northern Bedford. So Close and McMonigal in the finals at 189 pounds. Rune Lawrence, a fall in a minute 19 seconds in the 215-pound bout for Frazier over Bishop McCourt's Jordan Butler. We don't know the other final yet. We got a headlocker there on mat number 3.
Oh, Baronic just went in on mat number 1 on Hale, and Hale dropped on top of him, not giving up any resistance.
Stalemate. So they'll restart with 38 on the clock. 2-2. 285-pound consolation bout. Joseph Baronic for Burgettstown trying to qualify for the state title by getting into the consolation semifinals. After his match, we're going to have to step away and pay some bills, but we will do that after. Oh, he gets around behind. Look at this. Baronic trying to finish it. He does. Goes right into the Navy ride, and he's going to try to stack him up, but they roll through. 25 seconds to go. He's got a 4-2 lead as they...
He's out of bounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought they blew the whistle, but I don't think the wrestlers heard it. So they will restart with 21 on the clock.
He's got 21 seconds, really, to work with this.
Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant in a bout over on mat number four against Braden Ewing of Tyrone. That one right now, 3-2 in favor of Pitzer in the third period.
Barana gives up the escape. Hale shoots in. And Barana able to drop the waist down. 10 seconds. Does Hale have another shot in him? Tries to save time. He's too late. Baronic's moving on.
All right. So we are going to step aside real quick here. Be right back on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
All right, back here at Altoona, wrapping up the semifinals. But one bout that's still going on in the semifinals, that is down on mat number two. That is Josh Ryan of Mount Union taking on Rowan Holmes of Somerset. They are stopped right now for blood time. That bout is tied at six. 215 pounds to get you caught up there. We mentioned Rune Lawrence. He won by fall. He's a Frazier, won by fall over Jordan Butler of Bishop McCorp in a minute, 19 seconds. That's a long bout for Rune Lawrence. He usually doesn't go past a minute. And then the other bout is that one I just mentioned. So we can actually wrap you up on 285 pounds. No, actually we don't, because we have one more after this one. So we have two bouts left here in the semis. What are they doing over on mat three? Are they doing the other semifinal, or are they doing?
Yeah, that is the other semifinal.
Oh, what do we get here? On
sudden time. Sudden victory.
And that is going to be Mount Union's Josh Ryan winning 8-6 in sudden victory over Rowan Holmes of Somerset at 215 pounds. So that final will be Rune Lawrence versus Josh Ryan at 215.
And that came with 1 second left. So another dramatic finish. That's been plagued with them here in these semifinals.
All right. And now we've got the one bout left over there on mat number four, which is Brennan Morgan of Central Valley taking on Daniel Williams of Glendale. And the winner is going to take on Dylan Pitzer. Dylan Pitzer won his bout against Braden Ewing 3-2. Ewing's out of Tyrone, Pitzer out of Mount Pleasant. So the Vikings have a finalist in Dylan Pitzer. This bout between Morgan and Williams is in the second period. It's 9-1 currently in favor of, I think, is that?
That's a Central Valley wrestler, Morgan.
Yeah. So Brennan Morgan of Central Valley as they head to the third period, up 9-1. I think we were scheduled to take head to the consolation semifinals. I think, did I say 2:30 earlier? Let's check that
out. I believe that's what it was.
2:30 is the estimated cut, so we'll try to get an update for sure on that. That'll be to see who's going to wrestle for third and who's going to wrestle for fifth. Our camera that matters is not blocked, so we're okay there. As everybody in front of us stands up.
Yeah.
But that's all. They can't block those ones, the ones up there.
Well, if they do, that'd be impressive.
They would be probably in trouble because they'd probably be teetering on something.
Well, I was going to say, it'd either be impressive or they just really don't like our coverage.
And that's probably true, too. But I don't really care. So that match between Morgan, they're paused again over there with a minute and a half to go.
Yeah, the Glendale wrestler was pretty hobbled on his right leg. He's got that brace on.
Constellation semifinals, I think I stopped at, well, let's do, I did 133. 139 was where we stopped there, so get you caught up on those at least while we can. It's going to be 139, it's going to be Swisher versus Suika, Boyer versus Gable. 145 is going to be Paclembo versus Doppelhauer, Smith versus Horwat at 152. It is going to be Brown versus Michaels, Shawless versus Watson. 160. We are going to have Fedorov versus Salashi, Fromelli versus Barnhart. 172. Constellation semis are going to be Campbell versus Perkins, McMullen versus Scott. 189. We will have Angelo versus Snyder and Brown versus Daniels. 215 pounds. We will have Dibert versus Dibert versus Holmes and White. Colin White of West Green over taking on Butler of Bishop Court. And 285 pounds in the Constellation semifinals. McCoy versus Ewing and Baronic versus whoever loses this bout between Morgan and Williams.
And right now it looks like it's going to be Williams.
Yeah.
But that's even two. Williams looks banged up with that right leg. I mean, right now he's tying his shoe, but in between the periods, he was really favoring that leg to the point where the officials, you know, told Morgan to go in the corner a little bit.
So, mat number three is our last bout, and Morgan of Central Valley all but has this wrapped up, looking for two more points for a technical fall with a minute three to go in the third period. Trying to finish a double leg, but they go out of bounds.
I'm surprised this match is even still going.
Fight until the end. Shot by Morgan. And there he does finish the takedown, and that'll give him the technical fall, 17-2. They added a point. Yeah, 17-2. So that will do it.
Did not hear.
I did not hear when they said we were coming back.
Well, that's a conundrum.
Well, we can, at the very least, we could probably finish those spots. Well, good question.
You want to while we're at it?
Yeah, let's do that because I don't know. When we come back, it's going to be fast and furious here, so we'll Well, actually, no. Let's take a break. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. They are letting the mat wrestlers warm up on the mat, so it was scheduled to come on. And we're only 13 minutes away. I don't see them starting early. So we'll be back here at 2:30 for the Constellation semifinals here on Greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation. 724-239-2330.
And we are back early. They have started early. So this is Rusty Pettit here. My partner, Brandon Rossi, he'll be back up here shortly. But we have got Constellation semifinal action for you here on mat number one. It's Bryce Sanderchuk of Quaker Valley taking on Cam Baker of Burl. Mat number two, it is Dakota Santa Maria of Tusky Mountain taking on Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola. Mat number three, Bald Eagle Area is Caden Judas of and Anthony Mucci of Derry. And on mat number four, we'll focus on that one. Drake McClure of Bentworth taking on Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley. And McClure, I think, just got awarded the two. Did they order? Yes, he's got the two-point takedown. 18 seconds left in the first period. McClure for the Bearcats trying to place as high as third here. All of these guys have qualified for the state tournament. This match is to figure out if they are going to wrestle for third or wrestle for fifth. And obviously, the higher you play is going to help your seeding when it comes to next week's state tournament. First period comes to an end. McClure and leading 2-0. They will start with Carlisle on bottom here. McClure goes around behind him, sinks in behind the elbows. Crab ride here. This round runs very quickly with a four mats running. Basically, it's kind of like a speed, like double speed of a dual meet. Because you have at the very least, two different weight classes going at the same time. So McClure still riding on top in control. And he's got a tight waist in there. Chops down on the arm of McClure. Welcome back, partner. They did start early. So
yeah, I got the memo as I was walking back from the bathroom, and then I heard whistles going.
Yeah, that's okay. We're all good. You didn't miss much. All these are the first bouts. And we got one Washington County wrestler out there, and McClure for Bentworth, and he's up 2-0 now, riding on top in the second period. He'll have choice in the third. Eric Carlisle in this second period really hasn't been close to getting out. Anderchak and Burl, that's a WPIL matchup down there on mat one. Right now it's Cam Baker or Burl leading 3-0 over Anderchak. They are in the second period as Baker is about to get another two, and now he leads 5-0. Derry, another WPIL wrestler on mat number three. That's Mucci and Judas of Bald Eagle Area. And 4-4 in that match. McClure still got the legs in here riding in the second period. Carlisle trying to come around behind and get a reversal late. 7 seconds to go. McClure hanging on. Still listed in control. And he's going to hang on. So he rides out the second period. And leads 2-0. He will have choice to start third. And going to go on their feet. So that is Carlisle's choice. Actually, no, it was McClure's choice. So he took down, and Carlisle gave him the optional start. So 3-0 after the escape for McClure. Carlisle trying to get in underhooks. Now tries a fireman's carry. He's in deep on it, but good defense getting the hips back by McClure. Standing front headlock here for McClure as Carlisle comes in on a double leg, now kind of going up towards a body lock, and somehow McClure able to fight that off. Looked for sure like a takedown coming the way for Carlisle, but They go out of bounds with 1:33 on the clock. Now snap down, try to go behind here for Carlisle. Oh, and he's going to come in and get an ankle pick off that. Very close to getting not only a takedown, but he has a low leg cradle locked up. McClure might be in some trouble here. It's 3-2 the score, but the cradle for McClure is locked up. McClure has his arm in there. Now breaks the cradle grip. He still has the lead, 3-2. And I think Carlisle wants to let him up, and now we're going to get a stall warning on McClure for holding onto the wrist. And there's a stall warning. Now the one-point escape makes it 4-2, but McClure is asking for injury time. I'm not sure what the issue is, but he's leading 4-2, but the momentum is all in favor of Eric Carlisle right now for Penns Valley.
Up next as well, over on mat one, we'll have Emmett Wolf taking on Antonio Bonai of Central Valley. Wolf out of McGuffey. And then following that will be another Central Valley McGuffey match between Don Lindsay for the Warriors and Lucas Barr for the Highlanders. Mat two, Mason Wright will be coming up against Joseph Garshnick out of United. And unless you count Frazier as in the Washington County bubble, then those are the only other matches right now that are on deck. In the hole will be Suica against on mat four. He'll be taking on Ezra Swisher in Belfont, or from Belfont.
They cut the injury time for McClure. They'll restart. He's leading 4-2. 50 seconds remaining. And in on a shot again is Carlisle. Over under tie up. There has been a stall warning on McClure. They're locked in over under tie ups right now. Oh, look at this. McClure, though, really tight on that elbow, trying to sag down and almost had him going. Now the other way goes Carlisle, and they go out of bounds. Does it say 30 or 20 seconds on that clock?
30.
30, all right. That's been the hard scoreboard to read because it's at the angle where it's hard to see
right
either of the sides. Jason and I talked about that last night. Edgar almost came off there for... Oh, and then shooting in now and getting deep on the leg here is Carlisle. Sagging back is McClure. Trying to hold on here, 14 seconds to go. But Carlisle looking to pop ahead. And McClure's got to watch here as he's just trying to hang on. And he might be giving up the takedown late. They still haven't awarded anything. And they're going to say time expires, and Drake McClure holds on. He will wrestle for third. Carlisle will wrestle for fifth.
I mean, I guess it's expected, but the deeper we get into this tournament, the closer the matches have been all around, from the semis to the consolations.
Since we have two up here, let's go ahead and run those spots, just because I don't think we're going to have more time to get them in before we're done here. Right on back on Green Sports Event and WJPA Sports Network.
Discover the last frontier, Alaska. Go deep into the wild and see the Big Five. Grizzly bears, moose, caribou, wolf, doll sheep. Explore by train, land, and sea. And feel the rush of calving glaciers. Hike to the majestic mountains. Dog sledding, flight seeing, and celebrating the history and culture of this great land. As one of the world's most exhilarating natural wonders, Alaska has so much to offer. Don't wait to explore this bucket list destination. Cruise Planners partners with the best travel companies, so you can enjoy special benefits, rates, and offers like free specialty dining, stateroom upgrades, unlimited Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities, shipboard credits, kids sail free, and more. So no matter how you want to get there, we'll get you there.
I'm Rusty Pettit with Cruise Planners.
Call me at 412-770-6511 or visit our website, rocktheboatcruiseandtravel.com, and let's start planning.
Welcome back. We got action on two mats here. We have on mat two, we have Mason Wright of Best Center taking on Joseph Garshnick of United. That's in the second period, and that was Wright just fought off of his back there. He is trailing 8-0 in the second period with 109 to go there. Emmett Wolf down on mat number one, and he is taking on Antonio Bonai of Central Valley. That is Bonai getting a two-point takedown halfway through the first period. Yeah, this is kind of the craziest round of the whole tournament, really, as fast as it goes. Bonai now running a bar and has Wolf going to his back. Wolf trying to roll all the way through. I think he gave up near fall points, though. Oh, look at this. Oh, he ran out of time. He's about to get his hips over and sink a reverse half in. But
I thought they were going to give him points there for a second, but they decided not to. And
5-0.
Oh, they gave him the three.
Yeah, so Bonai gets it, but in a couple more seconds, and Wolf might have had a reversal. But either way, it's 5-0 going into the second period now for Bonai. And now that was Mason Wright getting defeated there by fall on mat number two. So he will wrestle for fifth for the Bulldogs.
And up next, Anthony Orlandini of Montour taking on Parker Centipal of Burgettstown.
All right.
So we got lots of Washington County flair on the mats.
But I have mats one and two. And the other mats will have stuff coming up on those as well. Suika's coming up on mat four for Burgettstown on deck. There is a shot here on the near side by Orlandini on mat number two, getting in on the legs of
Centipal. Bonai remains in control on mat one over Wolf. Had a 5-0 lead after one, and is just riding the timeout.
Now getting around behind quickly is Centipal and taking the 2-0 lead with 23 seconds to go in the first period over Orlandini. Chopping down the arm there, Centipal. He's going to ride out the rest of this period. He'll take that 2-0 lead into the second period. After the Wolf match, we got Lucas Barr, McGuffey staying on mat one.
Bonai tried to get the takedown, but just places Wolf onto the mat and driven out. No points there.
Centipal taking bottom to start the second period. He leads 2-0, and returning him to the mat is Orlandini. They go out of bounds with 1:50 to go in the second. Suika able to get around for a reversal. Or sorry, Suika. Yeah, he's coming up next. That's Centipal around for a reversal on Orlandini. Now a 4-0 lead. 1:25 to go in the second period.
Bonai's got Wolf trapped, and Wolf tried to duck and roll. And Bonai remains in control as Wolf sits down right in the center of the mat. No points there. 5-0 Bonai leads going into the third.
Now looking for the fall is Parker Centipal. He's got the double arm bar here and sagging down, looking. He's got three near fall for sure. Don't know if he can sit through and get both shoulders down.
Bonai had the escape on mat one, or at least began with an escape, so it's 6-0 over there on top of Wolf.
Centipal still looking for the fall here. It's not been awarded yet. At the very least, he's going to have a 7-0 lead. Time winds down to 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Bonai just picked up two over Wolf.
Number three, Tyler Clark of Frazier with a throw, or getting thrown by Colton Shunk of Penns Valley over there.
And they got the pin.
Okay, so Centipol wins by fall. Parker will wrestle for third place for the Blue Devils. Willandini wrestle for fifth for Montour. That's going to bring up another Whippeal matchup between Jameson Poclembo of Mount Pleasant and Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon on mat two.
About a minute gone, or minute remaining in the third, as Bonai, as it stands now, has the major decision edge over Wolf of McGuffey. Just had a pinfall over on mat three. As getting the fall was Colton Shunk over from Penns Valley over Tyler Clark of Fraser.
All right.
And
what's the stoppage down here with Bonai and Wolf?
Matt Ford just got underway. Ezra Swisher of Belfon against Gavin Suica of Burgettstown.
All right. Yep, Suica nearly got around behind for a takedown there. Central Valley coach is wanting to talk to the ref about something. Not sure what. Which bout is easier for you to see? Does it matter? All right.
Doesn't matter to me.
You've been watching Wolf. I'll let you keep on that one. I'll take over.
All right.
Take care of Sweek over there on mat four.
Well, we got 30 seconds left in the Bonai-Wolf match, and Bonai, again, has Wolf pretty well in hand as Wolf tries to sit down, roll over. Bonai stays right on top of him.
Suica scoops a single leg and gets around behind for a takedown. Takes 2-0 lead over Swisher.
10 seconds left, and first couple points for Wolf, but it's going to be too little too late as time's going to expire. Bonai picks up the 9-2 win over Wolf on mat one. And another Central Valley McGuffey matchup on mat one. It's Don Lindsay of Central Valley and Lucas Barr of McGuffey.
All right. Suica has a 2-0 lead going into the second period. He was able to ride out Swisher, so I think it was Swisher's choice. He took down, but Suica's going to go ahead and grant the escape. So 2-1 as we start the second. Suica trying to work on the elbows and get around behind again. Nearly does, and he does. So 4-1 in favor of Gavin Suica.
Quick shot to begin. Attempting to take it was Barr, and Barr secures the two takedown on Lindsay.
Suica has Swisher in trouble. Looking for the fall is Gavin Suica for Burgettstown. And he's going to get the near fall as Swisher able to belly back out. He has a 7-1 lead now, minute 17 to go in the second period.
Barr on top of Lindsay as they resume on mat one after they both were ran out.
Swisher up to his feet, and Suica cuts him loose. 53 seconds to go in the second period. Barr picked up a couple more near fall there, leads 4-0.
And that'll be that score heading into the second. Unless Lindsay could get the escape, he can't. Made an effort at the end, but couldn't secure it.
Suica leading 7-2 now. Granted, he gave escape up to Swisher, and now he's trying to get around for another takedown, and he does. 9-2 with 23 seconds remaining in the second period for Gavin Suica of Burgettstown.
Lindsay's going to give up the escape to Barr to start, so it's a 5-0 lead for Barr starting the second. Lindsay with a quick drop down, and Barr with a quick reversal gets on top for the two. And I think we're going to have a blood time here.
See,
yeah,
Lucas Barr had blood on his arm for some reason. I'm not sure he knows where it's coming from.
Lindsay's holding his neck, and Barr is looking at his elbow. So I guess now let's turn our attention back to mat number four.
Suica leading 9-2, third period just underway. Comes in with a 2-on-1 Russian tie-up on that left side. And now they separate back the center of the mat. Snap down, go behind. Suica picks up another one. It's 11-2 for Suica. They're putting some tape around Lindsay's arm. Guessing that's where the blood was coming
from.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking whenever he saw the blood on his arm, that being Barr. Because it didn't look like he got cut there. And the way Lindsay was holding his neck looked like he was trying to hold something.
Suica gave up an escape again, 11-3, working from his feet. Now tries that Russian tie-up again and comes in to get on a single leg off of it. And he trips him down, and that's another takedown to make it 13-3. He goes right in to work on the left arm, has it up on the back, but now flattening Swisher out. Under a minute to go in this match, and Suica well in control for Burgettstown.
7-0 now for Lucas Barr. Lindsay tried to sit up, and Barr just puts all the weight back on top of Lindsay's side. Lindsay trying to escape. Turns it into a reversal and gets to the escape. So it's 7-1 with 90 seconds to go in the second. Barr ahead.
Suica riding on top still, and major decision lead for the Blue Devil with 15 seconds to go. He leads 13-3.
Three and points for Barr.
Suica, you're a 13-3 winner over Swisher.
As Barr got a three near fall.
Up 2 after the escape by Lindsay. Sorry, go ahead.
Up next from Matt 4 is a Montour versus Derry matchup. Horwat right. And Rook Smith.
After Lucas's match, I might be able to give you some updates on consolation finals versus fifth place bouts. Lucas very close to a technical fall here as he's leading by 12 points with 15 seconds remaining in the second period.
Yeah, all he needs right now is a three near fall.
There's two for the takedown. He's 1 point away.
So 16-2, your score after two. Lucas Barr on top of Don Lindsay of Central Valley.
Lindsay's going to take neutral to start third. Barr gets in on that single, and this might do it.
Holding on the leg and trying to grab control. Doesn't have it yet. Trying to work his way around. Lindsay's still holding on to that left leg of Lucas Barr. Barr now tries the other way. Tries to get on top. Can't quite get there. And just lets Lindsay go, but no escape. 35 seconds remaining in the third. Or into the third, I should say.
Over on mat 3, we've got Burgettstown's Rudy Brown taking on Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Ford in a Whippeel matchup.
There's the takedown. Lucas Barr wins by tech over Don Lindsay. And up next on mat 1 will be a Mount Pleasant-Penns Valley matchup. So let's turn our attention to mat number 3 for Rudy Brown and Damon Michaels.
They are scoreless, 25 seconds into the bout. There's a single leg by Michaels, gets in deep. And looking to turn the corner. Brown still holding on, though, trying to lock through. Crotch now sinks down to try to pass an ankle, but Michaels able to finish the takedown, take a 2-0 lead with 17 seconds to go in the first period. Now Michael's going to work on the wrist, has an arm up on the back as time expires. They will head to the second period with 2-0 lead for Michaels over Brown. The 107 Constellation semifinals. It was Cam Baker with 5-1 the lead. He's out of Burrow, 5-1 lead over Bruce Anderchuk of Quaker Valley. And it was Caleb Hummel and Phillipsburg Osceola winning 3-1 over Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain. So Baker and Hummel wrestle for third, and Santa Maria and Anderchuk wrestle for fifth. Andy Brown still on the bottom there to start the second period. The consolation semifinals in the 114. It was Anthony Mucci of Derry losing to Caden Judas of Bald Eagle Area 8-7. And it was Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley losing to Drake McClure of Bentworth. So McClure and Judas wrestle for third. Mucci and Carlisle wrestle for fifth. Rudy Brown still trying to get out from underneath Michaels. Michaels doing a good job with that wrist control. Now Brown up to his feet, and he literally gets away. Away.
Like a thief in the night.
Yeah. So it's 2-1 now, and Michaels, something happened when he separated. I don't know if he rolled his ankle or what, but Michaels needs to take a breather here, and he's favoring that left leg. So while they look at him, let's go back to 121-pound Constellation semifinals. It was Antonio Boni of Central Valley winning 9-2 of Ramit Wolf of McGuffey. And it was Joseph Garshnick of United winning 8-0 over Mason Wright of Beth Center. Actually, that was a fall for Garshnick. So Boni and Garshnick will wrestle for third place. And Wright and Wolf will match up in a Washington County matchup for fifth place. And now they're back at it over there with Michaels and Brown. From their feet, Whizzer by Brown. They're going to get a stalemate. They'll go from their feet with 40 seconds remaining in the second, 2-1 in favor of Michaels. Oh, we got a Jefferson matchup down here. Is that Fromelli already? Down on mat number two. And he's looking for the fall. Chase Fromelli. Can I get this to open?
It is Fromelli.
Yeah, he's on Barnhart of River Valley. Caden Barnhart of River Valley is 160-pound. And he's got the two-point takedown. He's going to have three near fall. He's only got 4 seconds to work for this fall. Looks like he'll take a 5-0 lead into the second. As Brown and Michaels wind down the second period, they'll go to the third with a 2-1 lead for Michaels.
So after those two matches, I'm not seeing any Washington Green County, but there's some. There's three matches that are on deck for Washington Green County.
All right, we'll get a chance to wrap up some more of those weight classes then.
Yep, mat two will be Joe Baronic against Daniel Williams. Mat three will be Colin White against Jordan Butler. And mat four will be Vitaly Daniels against Brady Brown.
So, Fromelli takes a 5-0 lead into the second period. He's riding on top over Barnhart of River Valley. Rudy Brown now gives up the escape, so Michaels leads 3-1 over there. Brown powering in, but not able to get past the defense of Michaels. Now Michaels comes around the body lock, looking to maybe do an inside trip, and now they back out of that. Now here comes Brown again with underhooks, or Michaels rather with underhooks. Oh, and Brown tried a headlock and missed it. So that takedown goes to Michaels, 5-1 in favor of Michaels, 1-11 to go in the third. Fromelli gives up an escape, leads 5-1, 1:23 to go in the second. Double leg takedown by Fromelli. He finishes that one. Takes a 7-1 lead. The whistle is Rudy Brown. And he has the legs put in him by Michaels. Michaels now getting a little bit high, but Brown gets flattened out. 48 seconds to go. Did they not award the two-point takedown to what's going on? They're going to go over and talk to the scorers table. Yeah, 7-2. All right. Yeah, 7-1 with the takedown. 1 point escape, so now it's 7-2. Michaels working on top of Rudy Brown now. His arm up on the back. Fromelli shooting from distance. Couldn't get to the legs that time of Barnhart. Now Barnard counter shot, but Fermelli catches him with an underhook and nearly had him on his back. They go out of bounds. Rudy Brown, 10 seconds to go. He's trailing 5-1. And it looks like Michaels is going to win this one. Damon Michaels, Elizabeth Ford, 5-1 winner. Rudy Brown will wrestle for fifth. Michaels wrestle for third as Fermelli's in on a single leg, switching off to the double again, looking for yet another takedown and gets it. He leads 9-2, 10 seconds to go in the second period. Granby roll by Barnhart, and he almost got away, but Fermelli grabbed an ankle and caught back up to him. And he will stay on top to finish out the second period with a 9-2 lead. Chase Fermelli, the lone Jefferson Morgan Rocket, heading to Hershey. Actually, might be his third time qualifying for the state tournament. If my memory serves me correctly. Off the whistle, Fermelli up to his feet here in the third. Back up again, trying to work on wrist control, and he's chopped out of bounds. They'll restart with 1:47 on the clock. 1:27, it's going to be Lucas Barr with the technical fall over Don Lindsay of Central Valley. Lucas Barr out of McGuffey, Central Valley is Don Lindsay. And then the other one, Nico Finella with a 2-0 lead from 2-0 win from Indiana over Gideon Bracken of United. So wrestling for third is Lucas Barr and Nico Finella, and wrestling for fifth is going to be Lindsay versus Bracken. And now Fermelli trying to come around for a reversal here. He's got the leg as he sits out. But so far, Barnhart will stay behind him. Still 9-2 for Fermelli. Barnhart's going to have to score here, so I'm going to have to work towards a fall one way or another if he wants to wrestle for third place, and looks like he was willing to give up the escape there, but they go out of bounds before he could do so. Now he's going to give up the escape, which would, if so, it'd make it 10-2.
Just did.
Reshot by Fermelli, and he takes him down with a double leg. 12-2, Chase Fermelli. Minute to go here in the match. Got the Turk in there, too. Looking to work a crossface and maybe turn Barnhart. Get some near fall. And it's close to doing so. Got one swipe. Now he is, I think, maybe not. He is getting near fall counts now. He's got three, so that will make it 15-2. 20 seconds remaining here for Chase Fermelli. And well in control in this bout. Looking to wrestle for third place. Time winds down. 3 points are awarded. So your final score is going to be Chase Fermelli 15-2 over Barnhart. And back to the recap. At 133 pounds, it was Parker Centipal of Burgerstown with a fall over Anthony Orlandini of Montour. And another fall on the other side was Colton Shunk of Penns Valley pinning Tyler Clark of Fraser. So Centipal and Shunk wrestle for third. Clark and Orlandini wrestle for fifth. 139 pounds. Gavin Sweeka of Burgerstown with a 13-3 win over Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte. On the other side, Marcus Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola with a 3-0 win over Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Ford. So Sweeka and Gable for third, Boyer and Swisher for fifth. 145 pounds. Cole Doppelhauer of Bel Verne, a 3-2 win over Jameson Clembo of Mount Pleasant. And the other side, it was Mason Horwath of Derry with a 3-1 win over Rook Smith of Montour. So in the third place bout, it's going to be Doppelhauer versus Horwath and Smith versus Plaklembo for fifth.
Just had a pin on Matt Four as Charles Perkins picks up the pin over George Campbell. Perkins out of Valley, Campbell out of Glendale. So up next is Vitaly Daniels from Bentworth and Brady Brown from Derry.
All right, 152 pounds. It was Damon Michaels, Elizabeth Ford, winning 5-1 over Burgettstown's Rudy Brown. On the other side, it was a technical fall for Ty Watson of Penns Valley over Greg Shullis of Mount Pleasant. So for third, it'll be Michaels versus Watson. For fifth, Brown versus Shullis as we get ready to watch. Also, Joseph Baronic on mat number two.
Yep, he's taking on Glendale's Daniel Williams. And up next on mat three, West Green's Colin White will take on Bishop McCourt's Jordan Butler.
All right.
And no Washington County or Green County affiliation on mat one.
Okay, Baronic done here on mat number two is taking on Daniel Williams of Glendale. Here, scoreless, 20 seconds in.
Daniels on top of Brown to start out, working on top of him through the first 30 seconds. Still no points awarded. Daniels got to lock in on the forearms of Brown as he tries to cover up.
Baronic coming in, sinking in that underhook. He likes to work off that, but Williams gets away.
2 points awarded for Vitaly Daniels after riding on Brady Brown for the majority of the first period and takes a 2-0 lead heading into the second over Brown.
Baronic will take down to start the second period. We are scoreless here on mat two. And Williams grabs a low leg as Baronic tried to spin away from him, but Williams, as Baronic flattened out and also has that near leg laced.
Brown started the second period on bottom, and Daniels on top of him trying to turn him around. Daniels nearly is getting rolled over just by his own momentum, so he decides to hold back.
Now Baronic up to his feet. He cuts away for the escape. So 1-0 in favor of Joseph Baronic of Burgettstown here in the second period. 1:10 to go in the period.
Daniels has Brown hooked up and wraps back around the back. May have picked up a near fall. The ref was counting, and he's signaling three, so just waiting now for the official signal to put it up.
Bronick shot for a single as they go off the near side of the mat. A restart with 38 to go in the second period on mat two.
Got 30 seconds left over on mat four with Daniels in control, 2-0. It's going to be 5-0 here.
We're in, like, ultimate tiebreaker time over there on mat three between McMullen and Scott. That's what's delaying the Colin White bout.
Had a number of those as the three is awarded to Daniels after they had to just stop the action there. Blood time is on mat number one as the training staff attends to Jonah McCoy of Westmont Hilltop.
Baronic forcing the action here, but to no avail from his feet. It will be Williams' choice to start the third.
Brown escapes. And that'll be the end of the second. It's 5-1 Daniels over Brown on mat number four.
Baronic Starts on top here in the third. Tight waist, tries to work on an ankle. I think we finally had a finish over there on mat number four. It's the wrestler from Bishop McCourt, Owen McMullen, winning in ultimate tiebreaker over Kyle Scott of Tyrone. Ronick still on top here, riding so far in the third period. 1:35 to go.
Brown's been on top of Daniels.
Now, stall warning on Bronick.
On mat four, but still has not gotten any points out of it. Daniels tries to get up. Brown plops right back on top of him. Got 1 point for Brown after a couple stalling calls on Daniels. As they're under a minute left in the third.
Veronica's still on top. He was warned for stalling. There's a minute left, and he is leading, but he's got to work for the fall here because if he gives up another stall, that would tie it up. You definitely don't want the match tied that way with the wrestler still on bottom, possibly being able to get an escape late in the match. So down to 40 seconds to go here. And now posting up the outside leg is Williams. As Baronic throws him back down, now Williams gets up to his feet. And they go, oh, they are going to hit. They're going to hit Baronic for stalling again. And I'm not sure why there, as it was Williams that kind of ran towards the barrier. I think they did, or maybe they're just saying they went out of bounds.
So Daniels got called for stalling again, but that didn't matter as Brown, who was working for the three near fall, couldn't get it. And instead, Vitaly Daniels comes away with a 5-3 decision over Brown on mat number four. And that should – oh, wait a minute. I think they just gave the decision to
what?
Brady Brown. Daniels is fuming.
What happened there? Williams is hurt off the side of the mat over here on mat two. At least looks like it. He's still trailing 1-0 with 10 seconds to go. Yeah, what would have happened to Daniels there?
That I don't know. I mean, they. My guess is there's some sort of disqualification, but I don't know of what. It was 5-3. They called stalling. Daniels is pacing back and forth right on the top of the screen on mat three.
Oh, now a late escape maybe for Williams, and he does get it right at the buzzer. We're going to go to sudden victory on mat two. At least it appears that way. The referees are discussing it. Daniels was winning by 2 points, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was. The stalling was... There was a couple stalling calls on Daniels, which made it a 2-point match. Because Brown was playing for the near fall. Oh, boy. We'll have to get a word on that whenever we can, because, wow. See if I can pull that up on here just to see what Flow Wrestling has.
Well, the scoreboard still says 5-3. Daniel, wasn't he was the green anklet, right?
Yeah.
And so Baronic, well, we just missed what happened here. Baronic is going to win that bout 2-1. Oh, wait a second. Hold on a second. Yeah, Baronic did win 2-1. I apologize. Well, it was on your screen. You get to see it, but I was trying to see what was going on over there on mat four as well. Let me go back to Baronic's match here. So, Baronic, a 2-1 lead. There was a technical violation late against Williams. And so, Baronic wins 2-1 in that bout. And so, Baronic will wrestle for third, and Williams wrestle for fifth.
So, Flow Wrestling still has Vitaly Daniels winning the match 5-3. And Daniels will go to the third place bout and face off with Angelo from Frazier.
If that's the case, he's still talking to the Bentworth coaches down there. It's like they raised the wrong wrestler's hand or something, and I don't know. Like, which one was the lead referee on that? Was that the guy they're talking to? Or?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, let's go back to 160 pounds. It was Ryan Salashi of Frazier winning 8-0 over Ethan Federoff of Penns Valley. And on the other side, Chase Fermelli of Jefferson winning 15-2 over Caden Bernard of River Valley. So Fermelli and Salashi wrestle for third, and Federoff and Barnard wrestle for fifth. 172 pounds. Consolation. It was Charles Perkins of Valley winning by fall over George Campbell of Glendale. And then a 4-2 decision for for Owen McMullen of Bishop McCord over Kyle Scott of Tyrone. So Perkins and McMullen wrestle for third. Scott and Campbell wrestle for fifth. 189 pounds. It's going to be a 10-5 win for Jackson Angelo of Frazier over Elon Snyder of Northern Bedford. And on the other side, like you said, it has Vitaly Daniels winning 5-3 here, and it says that he will wrestle for third. And on the other side, it's Jackson Angelo. Yeah, so it has Jackson Angelo winning 10-5, and then it has Daniels winning 5-3. So it shows Angelo and Daniels wrestling for third, as you said, and then Snyder wrestling Brown for fifth. And then up to 215 pounds.
Colin White's still going, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Really
and,
sure about that.
White just picked up a major decision, 14-2.
We're watching all the other stuff, and Miss White just thumped Butler from Bishop McCourt. And Colin White, yeah, what a performance here. He's going to wrestle for third. The young wrestler for the Pioneers has had a heck of a tour. And if you remember, his bout to get into this was that sudden victory win.
Yeah.
And now he just put a whooping on Jordan Butler. That one, let me give you the recap of that one since we weren't able to do it live. Had everything stopped there, and I was paying attention. Colin White, so 14-2. He got they were scoreless after one. All this happened after the first period. He got an escape and a takedown, gave up the escape, got another takedown, and got three near fall. So he had a big lead going into the third, and then he turned him two more times in the third period to win by a score of 14-2. So at 215 pounds, Colin White over Butler, 14-2. The other side was Rowan Holmes of Somerset over Reese Dibert of Northern Bedford. 2-0 was the win there for Holmes. He was leading 2-0 when he got the fall. So in the third place bout, it's going to be Holmes versus White and Dibert versus Butler. And then at 285 pounds, it was the 13-3 win for Braden Ewing of Tyrone over Jordan McCoy of Westmont Hilltop. The other one we called here was Baronic of Burgerstown, a 2-1 winner over Daniel Williams of Glendale. So Ewing and Baronic wrestle for third. McCoy and Williams wrestle for fifth. That'll do it for our coverage here for the first session today. The Parade of Champions will happen at 5 o'clock, and myself and Brandon will be back on the air then. But that will do it for this broadcast for the early session. And we want to, of course, thank all of our sponsors on greensports.net and WJPA Sportsnet. This production of greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream fields come true. Are those overlays going through?
Trying to. Getting there.
CNX Dream Fields, making your dream fields come true.
There we go.
Cornerstone Care, creating a healthier tomorrow today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experience proven and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan in Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Attorney John Patricek, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory. Online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. The Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Ann's Cruise Planners with Rusty Pettit.
Forgot the most. I'm trying to get the most important one.
That's not that important. But we want to thank you for tuning in this action. Once again, the Parade of Champions is coming up at 5 o'clock, and then the actual wrestling is scheduled to get underway at 5:15. But we will be on live 5 o'clock for the Parade of Champions, of course, here on Greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network. If you're listening online at either of those sites, then, of course, video production on the NFHS Network. For Brandon Rossi, I'm Rusty Pettit saying thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you back here in less than 2 hours for the championship action.